This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We begin with Kevin Berhaney, who joins us each and every Monday at this time. We've got a lot to talk about here, Kevin. First of all, hope you had a great Father's Day weekend. Saw a lot of great pictures on Instagram.
Oh, hi, Brian. Good morning to you. Yes, it was an emotional Father's Day weekend for me. I can't get over the roller coaster of emotions I went through. Saturday, I lost a good friend, Tom Stoll. Most people knew him as Tom. He was the 70-year-old server at Olive Garden. You couldn't miss him. He's tall and very likable, very friendly. I knew Tom going all the way back to my Quincy days, where we both ran competing bars. He managed one, I managed another. We became great friends. He died in his sleep over the weekend on Saturday. And he left three beautiful girls behind that are very sad. And yesterday was just a great day. Play golf with my boys, Michael and my Matt and John. And then unbelievable barbecue after a swim meet yesterday. And we said goodbye to Father Joe Malloy, a very personal friend. He went to high school with Sue. And he's heading to Chatham, his new assignment after 20 years here in Decatur. So, I don't know, a weekend of emotion, but very beautiful.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss and happy for your family and all of your blessings that I know you count on a daily basis. And I hope everyone out there had a great Father's Day yesterday, and I know I did. Good morning and welcome. All right, so a lot to get to here today. Have you thought about an electric vehicle in your life?
Well, you know, I love Infinities, and my current Infiniti, but the one before that was a hybrid. And so I got a taste of an electric vehicle, not a full-blown one, but the hybrid was simply amazing. And I could not get over how fast it was. That's when the batteries kicked in, then later on the combustion engine kicks in. But I've seen a Tesla at an autocross that I went to, and it won everything. It is the most incredible, futuristic thing I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, and to drive one, Nick and I have been talking about this for a very long time, and we're both sort of there. Nick way ahead of me in the game, but after spending a weekend with one, I can tell you people are going to be blown away by this thing, and you can check out the video at Nauticator.com. When you punch it, Kevin, I mean, this thing literally goes 0 to 90 in just over 3 seconds, and there's no noise. It is the weirdest sensation you will ever feel in your entire life.
It's G-force. I mean, you actually feel the acceleration. It used to be 0 to 60. Now it's 0 to 90. That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. More on that in a little bit. All right, we've got a lot to get to here today. What's coming up tonight on Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays?
Well, you know, the last couple of First Mid Mondays have been pretty heavy between the death of Chris Overheim and then Tony Brown's retirement. We pretty much dedicated the last two shows to two very important subjects. Tonight's lighthearted. We're going to begin with Tom McNamara, as we always do, and then Jill Appleby and Susan Avery is going to come on and talk about the beautification of Decatur. They have this contest that goes on. You can nominate the business that's doing the best job of making their business look beautiful. I think St. Mary's won it last year. So they're doing that, and they're going to talk all about it. And then at 5:30, I've got the most incredible segment. A fellow named John Wells, I think half the city knows him. He has sold promotional gadgets and things like that for Giger promotionals. But John's probably best known for his real long emails that he sends to about 60 people once a month of letting everyone know what's going on in his life and around town. And it's usually about table tennis. He's one of the best table tennis players in town. And I've had him on the show talking about ping pong before, and he's brought some of the stars in with him. But this time, he sends out an email earlier this month, and I couldn't believe what I read. But John, to set a record at the YMCA for shooting 200 times free throws, 90 out of 100, 90 out of 100, 200 times since April. So in 3 months, he went to the YMCA every day and shot free throws and only counted when he shot 90 out of 100 toward his record. And he did it 200 times in 3 months. Is that amazing or what?
That takes Shaquille O'Neal about 17 years. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, he is literally, John, is a student of Pistol Pete Maravich's technique. He really is, and he's practiced it to a point to where he set this record. They celebrated it at the Y. They're going to have a big party at the Monocles for him. But he's going to be on tonight, and then after that, my good friend and your friend, Jeff Engel. Hey, look, there's nothing that got hurt more in this pandemic than the restaurants. And the Decatur Club is back in business, holding weddings and big events in that iconic, historic ballroom. So it's time to get back to the Decatur Club to book your events. He's going to be on to talk about that.
Well, that sounds like a great show all the way around, Kevin. And we look forward to hearing it tonight at 5 o'clock. Are you and John in, or do we have guest host? What's the lineup look like?
Big John is back. It's like John Wayne. John West is back.
All right. We look forward to it at 5. Have a great day, Kev. We'll see you at the YMCA for the WSO YMCA Challenge today. That will be day 3 of that. We'll see how many people show up as we sort of limped into Wednesday last week. Back at it strong on Monday.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.